This is a WMC Sports Update. I'm Catherine Carroll. A number of NFL players and teams used the national anthem to show their defiance to President Donald Trump's criticism of the league. Many teams locked arms in solidarity, and at least three team owners joined their players. However, the Steelers, Titans, and Seahawks remained in the locker room as the national anthem was played. The Patriots pulled out a 36-33 win over the Texans on Tom Brady's 25-yard scoring strike to Brandon Cooks with 23 seconds left. Jake Elliott drilled a 61-yard field goal as time expired to give the Eagles a 27-24 victory over the 0-3 New York Giants. Josh McCown threw a 69-yard touchdown pass to Robbie Anderson, and the Jets stifled Jay Cutler and the Dolphins' offense in a 20-6 victory. The Jets improved to 1-2. And Tyrod Taylor threw two touchdowns, and the Bills intercepted Trevor Siemian twice in the final 19 minutes of a 26-16 victory against the Broncos. Taking a look around Major League Baseball, the AL East and NL Central are the only division races still up for grabs, but the Boston Red Sox and Chicago Cubs took major steps on Sunday toward wrapping up those titles. The Red Sox collected their sixth consecutive win, 5-4 at Cincinnati. The Red Sox also padded their division lead when the Yankees absorbed a 9-5 loss at Toronto. The Chicago Cubs beat the Milwaukee Brewers 5-0. And the Washington Nationals beat the New York Mets 3-2. The Pittsburgh Penguins say they've accepted an invitation from President Donald Trump to go to the White House after winning the Stanley Cup. Trump revoked the White House invitation to the NBA champion Golden State Warriors Saturday after the team had said they might not accept. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.